Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I still think it's funny because, like, they're giving Aaron DK all these things, and I got a center that had never played center before my last year. It's amazing.
That's the equivalent.
It's the same thing.
A little sour grapes from big old Benjamin Roethlisberger on his podcast.
I love Ben. What if Kenny said that?
Huh.
Could Kenny say the same thing?
No. Ben won championships.
Understood, but did Kenny have the same center and...
He had the guy who couldn't snap the football, whose name escapes me at this particular moment. Yeah,
Mason Cole.
Thank you. Good job by you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that.
I missed you, man. If you weren't here, you know what would have just happened? That, but times 10, and the textures would have called me a Nimrod.
Yeah.
Doran shields you from being called dumb and being criticized.
Good luck to the Condoms this weekend in their game against the Hawkeyes.
I got more than half correct.
I mean, Ben was right. Kendrick Green was his starting center. Here is the offensive line that Ben was dealing with. Dan Moore at left tackle. Kevin Dotson at left guard, who wound up being a good player and getting paid a lot of money. So did Dan Moore, actually, getting paid a lot of money at least. Kendrick Green at center. Trey Turner at right guard. And Chukwuma Okorafor. Chooks at right tackle. For Ben's final year and as the bridge to a rookie quarterback... Yeah, they did a terrible job. Now, that being said, David DeCastro retired unexpectedly, so they had to replace him with Trey Turner. They didn't see that coming. But, yeah, I think they screwed not just Ben. I think it's a good point. Now, Kenny couldn't come out and say stuff like that because you don't have the cachet. And, hell, Ben didn't say it until just now,
right?
Years after his retirement, almost half a decade later. But, yeah, they didn't do a good enough job. It was a miracle that that team made the playoffs, frankly. And Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator. So it would bother me if I were Ben. I'm coming back for my swan song, and this is what I'm surrounded with? Yeah, it sucks. That being said, you did not win enough with Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant and Le'Veon Bell and David DeCastro.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't have those guys at some point.
Alejandro Villanueva, correct.
Like, what is he saying? If he would have had better protection and better people around him, his career would probably have been lasted longer?
I think he thinks that they owed it to him in his final year to load up for him. Maybe in the way that they loaded up for Aaron Rodgers.
What it was Ben making his final year?
More than Rodgers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can load up around a quarterback whenever they take a discount. Take a discount then, Ben. Why don't you take a discount to load up around you?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean... It's crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, but I love it.
You know what? I love his takes most of the time. This one I don't like.
Really?
I think Ben's a smart guy.
No, I know that part. I was going really regarding you not liking this take. I thought you'd have been all about it.
Well, I mean, they
quarterbacks,
got,
you know, it's a fraternity.
It is a fraternity. They got DK Metcalf. They traded George Pickens. They still have a bloodline left tackle and Broderick Jones. I don't care what anyone says. Did you see the sack last week where he got beat inside?
Not good.
Nothing's changed there.
Fauton is a stud, by the way. Doran, you're looking pretty damn good. Doran said he was going to be an all-pro. He hasn't given up a sack this year.
Yeah, everyone's saying that because of the one where he bounced back and knocked the dude over. Like, that was a big-time play, but a guard, he had help outside.
I can't give it to my guy?
I give it to him. He's
he knocked DeForest Buckner on his butt.
I feel a lot better about him than I do about Broad.
You should.
Look, so, it's not like Aaron has. He's got a second-year player at center who nearly broke his finger pregame. He's got, he doesn't have Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and company.
It gets thrown on Mike Tomlin more than anybody else for the underachieving during the Killer Bees era, but Ben has to wear some of that too. They didn't win enough, and they made it to a conference championship game and got their doors blown off. Now, to be fair and not intellectually dishonest, they didn't have those guys for all those playoff games. I mean, they went to Denver, and they lost the game because Fitzgerald Toussaint fumbled the football. Le'Veon was hurt. D'Angelo Williams wasn't able to play in that game. Antonio Brown wasn't able to play. Ben had a sprained AC joint. So there's some nuance there. I'll frame it this way, then. I do wonder if it would have looked different if Omar Khan were the GM and not Kevin Colbert in his penultimate season. Like, if they're loading up-ish now to help Aaron Rodgers try to win. I wonder if Omar Khan were the GM, and I love Kevin. I think he belongs actually in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I wonder if he would have operated differently than Kevin did and try to give Ben more to win at the end.
I don't know. I mean, what did Ben look like the year before the last year? I can't remember. Like, was he moving around good?
That's when they were undefeated for 11 games. I think most touchdowns he's ever thrown.
Yeah, so maybe.
But he did wear down the stretch. And there was some infighting within the front office on whether or not that they were even going to bring Ben back. So that could have affected things as well.
I would be mad for sure, about the whole center thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, definitely.
You know who else was mad about it? Because I talked to him. I talked to Kendrick Green his second year in the locker room. And I said, what was your confidence level playing center last year? And he said, zero. And I said, what is it now? And this is going into year two. And he said, six. he is such a nice guy. He probably shouldn't have said either of those things. They didn't put him in a position to succeed. And they gave him Marquise Pouncey's number, and he started from day one.
Ooh.
Like, what the hell are you doing there?
So I had forgotten about that whole saga.
It was bad.
Him, Devin Bush.
Oh, my God.
Chase Claypool.
Chase was okay then.
He's a bit of an enigma.
Why do you think? It's so funny now because Ben last week on his podcast said that the Steelers should stop playing music at practice, but Chase Claypool had said at one point the Steelers need to play more music at practice.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a flat circle. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Yes, Adrian Wojnarowski.
We've never brought this up. What'd you call me?
Yeah, what?
Woj. Isn't Woj? Didn't he put his fingers up?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Like this.
Or was the other? It was the chubby NBA insider.
So here is a honest question. Who's the best quarterback to ever wear a Steeler uniform?
Rodgers.
No doubt. Think about that for a second.
What?
Who was the best quarterback to ever play for the Steelers?
Rodgers.
Like quarterback or like winning? Like what?
The best quarterback career accomplishments to ever wear a Steeler uniform and play for him.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry won one MVP. Rodgers won four now.
Terry won how many Super Bowls?
Four, and Rodgers won one. Yeah.
But
individually, it's Rodgers.
No question.
Then I'd go Bradshaw, then I'd go Ben. No offense to Ben.
It's just a fascinating, this guy's been here for 4 months. And they're building around him. There seems like there's a little bit of a dude's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes, he's one of the top five quarterbacks Zoo's ever played. I mean, if we want to go into the semantics, there,
it's just when you think of the continuity they've had at that position over the years, and the lack of continuity they've had over the last couple, and all of a sudden, one of the best to ever play the position is now playing for your franchise. And if you really ask yourself at a bar, who was the best quarterback to ever play for the Steelers? Aaron Rodgers is in the top two. And Ben's not there.
Yeah, he is.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
I would take Ben's career over Aaron Rodgers' career.
See, that's a different conversation, because I would too. I've said in the past I would take Trent Dilfer's career over Dan Marino's, and people throw tomatoes at me.
Here's a question for you then.
Because you won a championship.
I love Ben. Does Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and Martavis Bryant?
He had some good weapons too. And he did. He won one.
Did Ben win four MVPs?
No. He won two Super Bowls though.
Okay.
And he went to three.
Ben actually won less the more offensive talent he got, which is kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's
it's just
why.
Talent-wise, of course, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron all day. But I'm probably taking Terry, Ben, Rodgers.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback to ever wear a Steeler uniform.
I do think I would take – I would absolutely take Ben's career because Ben's a Hall of Famer with two rings.
Your nostalgia is playing into that.
No.
Like your upbringing as a Steeler fan is playing into that.
I mean, yeah. I saw him win two Super Bowls.
Yeah. I saw Aaron beat him in a Super Bowl.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, but I saw him make it to the Super Bowl and in the last 2 minutes lose to Aaron Rodgers, but I know that Ben has two Super Bowls and Aaron Rodgers has one.
And if Rashard Mendenhall doesn't go all fumbleitis, then he
statistically,
might have three.
Statistically, it's Rodgers and Ben, 1-2.
Yeah, different era.
Different era.
And if Rodgers had retired last year, you know, Rodgers just passed Ben up for yards. The best talent is Rodgers, I don't think, and this is going to sound unfair, it's not close.
I think it's closer than people think. I mean, Ben was extremely talented. Extremely
I wouldn't talented. Even broach this I wouldn't even broach this conversation. A, it's good fodder. It's good talk. I wouldn't even broach this conversation if I didn't think that dude was playing at a super high level.
Well, and
right
so
now.
That's
Aaron Rodgers is playing as good a quarterback as the Pittsburgh Steelers have seen since maybe 2019.
2018 Ben was unbelievable. 2020 Ben was pretty good.
And that all the more reason, going back to our initial topic, get the dude another weapon.
Well, that's how I led the show on Monday.
Freiermuth up the seam.
Oh.
The way that thing came out, like, put that thing in a jar and can it for 2 years, and you got a chance. Because, like, I'm watching this guy make throw after throw after throw, and I'm like...
They owed it to Rodgers to get him more than Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And I know that Rodgers wanted Marquez Valdes-Scantling, but sometimes you don't want what's best necessarily for you.
But that's what's best for the team price-wise, too.
Sure.
And you know, picks and everything. Like, so for him wanting his guy, that made the team look good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what MVS does. And a lot of people have texted
in. I got him getting shredded on the YouTube thing right now.
I'm sure. People are texting in to say, well, if Marquez Valdes-Scantling was any good, then he would have been nabbed up long before this. He's going to perform better here than he would have performed anywhere else. But what high a level is that? We're going to have to see, and maybe we'll see as soon as this Sunday. But they absolutely owed it to Aaron Rodgers to get someone who could be productive. Maybe it is MVS. But if it's not, then shame on them. Shame on them. Because it's not only that Rodgers' career is top room of the Hall of Fame worthy. He's a top 10 quarterback in the league right now. Third in touchdowns, ninth in passer rating. The guy's been outstanding. And a fourth and a sixth was too much, I guess, for them to give up. Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I didn't know that that segment was going to lead us to a place where angry Yinzers were going to get mad and throw things at Pat Bostic, but I'm happy we got here.
And I love it.
If you want to weigh in, you can at 412-928-9370. People are crushing me for my Dan Marino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Reno take. Join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th. We celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. This incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. The Fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. We can't wait to see you there. I still think we need to do a champagne celebration in the conference room. Put up the tarps on all the walls and fire champagne into each other's faces, wear goggles.
Sure.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Starkey?
Starkey really is on board with that.
Is he?
I don't think Starkey's had a drink in like 40 years or something.
Since 1991, I believe.
Really? I make an exception. A little celebration. Not that we would push it on him. That doesn't seem fair.
We could have fake champagne, sparkling.
That's probably what we'd have to do anyhow. Legal reasons. I also think we need to put up a banner.
Where at?
That big gold building along the parkway.
That'd be nice.
I hear that there's a sign that used to be there that's not there anymore. Perhaps we put one up that says 93.7 The Fan, Large Market Station of the Year.
That'd be nice.
Right there on that gold building on the parkway. Something weird about it lately.
I know some people in Green Tree. Some leaders. I'm useful. There you go.
I put one at the Green Tree Community Pool.
We did, I did yesterday, think of a loophole. That if you ever want extra vacation time, just say you're running for office. We know Odyssey won't fire you, and then you just get all that time off.
That's actually incorrect.
Oh.
So the handbook
says... Well, then why the hell are you still here?
The handbook says that if you are an on-air talent and you run for office, you could be subject to termination. Since I'm a producer, I could still do my job and not talk.
Texter, Craig should just give you all a raise rather than babbling about this on the air. How about both? I'm going to take a victory lap and get raises. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us in the next segment. Something about dwarves you were watching over there, Pat? 100 dwarves? What was that?
It's 12 dwarves. I don't know. Buddy sent it to me. Why do you have to ask me about it? Why do you have to bring stuff from off the air on the air all the time? Like, you can't be trusted with anything.
No.
Like, you just... They could tell you, like, my life secret, and it would come on the air the next segment.
It's always funny till it's not callous. Get it, Pat. I understand.
There's no filter.
Sometimes I'll lie. I'll just make up a story because I know he's going to bring it on air, and then I'll just like look at him.
Yeah, and he wonders why he steps in it all the time.
And that's what you did with Jeff on Tuesday. You were like, oh, that was a joke, or that was serious, and then it was a joke.
I love you, man, but get your together.
He's upset about the dwarves thing.
I don't, that's a bad connotation. Watch it like, oh, Bostic's watching videos about dwarves. What could he be doing?
You were saying I was watching porn, Pat. Yeah, it was fun when that was going on, and now it's you.
Listen. You want to be...
Hands up. Don't look at the dwarves, Pat.
Listen, you USC condom.
Hands up. Don't look at the dwarves.
Dude. See what you did? You see what you did?
I'm just waiting for it to come back around on me. Oh, it's probably why I'm watching the Crowley family reunion, all those dwarves.
No, the only reason I was looking up sex was because of Crowley, so...
See, the difference is, this isn't worth my breath. Let's move on. Do you hear him laughing back there?
You seem a little testy there, Pat. Why are you getting short with us?
Hold on, I just got an email. Let me read it.
That was a sex pun and a dwarf pun. Testies?
You got it, Harry. Good. Texter, Doran, welcome back. Congratulations. Daughters are special. I have two.
I feel like during the period that I was off, that I matured even more than I already was. And I feel like I'm in like an elementary school class right now.
So you know what we haven't discussed yet? We're going to take a hard pivot.
Hard.
Bill obviously is the longest tenured member of the broadcast team at Pitt. I am second. We have not lost a game since Doran hasn't been on the broadcast. So are we going to let him back is kind of the...
I think no.
No, we're going to let you back.
No, but like I am very superstitious like that. No. I swear.
Doran,
I've thought about this 10 times. I was like, I can't go back.
Doran, you're coming back because I have missed you. I have missed you, my friend.
If we lose.
Why do you hate Larry?
I love Larry, but Doran and I have a special connection.
You do.
On the air.
If we lose, it's all my fault.
Doran, I can say this with a high degree of confidence. You and I have nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
You're right.
So you are coming back for Notre Dame. Pitt fans, rejoice. We have our sideline analyst back. You want to go in the gutter with that one, don't you?
No, I absolutely do not. I'm giggling because I went to Doran's house on Saturday to hold baby JoJo, and I watched the first half of the West Virginia game there. They had one
great win
in September. It was a great win. Baby JoJo, good luck to the Mountaineers. I'm going to have to adopt her for every game.
No chance he's letting that happen.
But
no.
You know what? You are going to be at the Pitt game. You're going to need a babysitter. Me, we both get what we want.
Guess what? Rochelle will be home watching the baby.
And also you got me and Jada were available too.
There's no chance. There's no chance in this life that I would ever let you watch my newborn.
How about Jada? She's great. She's a nanny.
She's
part-time.
Basically a newborn. She's like 12.
Callis owned the fact that he would never watch it, but he goes, "How about Jada?" Oh man. Okay, I'm in a better mood now.
If we lose, it's all my fault.
You were there for BC. You were part of the BC game. That was the start of the run. You were there. You were part of the beginning. You let us handle it for 4 weeks. You're back. Now we hit the high gear.
All right.
We get guys back. We're ready to go. We got Double D back on the sideline. We're rolling.
Let's go.
Feel better now?
Yep.
Good.
We good?
No. We're not good. You and I are not good. I'm going to start keeping track. The next time I tell you something, And I don't explicitly say bring it up on the air, and you bring it up on the air, I'm jumping across this table and I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat Joe, you know what.
Coming up next, the Hawk Report. With Jeff Hathorn.
Come on, Callis.
Not enough verve in that caw.
He's rowdy. Sounded like a pirate.
What a segment that was. Jeff Hathorn joining us next. Telling us what was going down at Steelers practice yesterday. What's up with Darnell Washington?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Texter writes in, was missing Doran like I know him. That's right, we're back to our nonsense. Very happy to have Doran back from paternity leave. Someone else texts in, play Nicholas Harry Callis's rap. Oh, don't you wait. We've got our weekly Steelers wrap-up coming tomorrow.
Nice.
He took it. He's run with it. Wildly popular the first time around.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And it's going to happen every week.
Is this one's better than last week's?
I don't really like to compare. Okay. I think they're both different because the Steelers lost before last one. And
we'll leave the people to decide. In the meantime, it is time for the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Visa credit card, 2% cash back on every swipe. Good morning to you, Jeff. Jeff Hathorne, our sports director, joining us now. Jeff, concerning injury report for the Steelers yesterday, do we expect Darnell Washington to be back and ready at practice today?
I feel like I'm up in the clouds right now, at least on YouTube I am. Wow, that's amazing. I think Darnell's a precaution. I mean, he was walking around okay, so let's look at it as a positive at this point. We don't know anything more about that foot injury. There were a number of guys, I would say, of all of them, and I would have said this last week too, Sam Mallow would be the one. I mean, a pec injury where you tried to come back, you made it through a half, and then you had to leave, and then to try to push it again, we'll see. I mean, it's a physical Chargers team that, you know, they're facing on Sunday.
Jeff, do you think that MVS will be elevated from the practice squad and be ready to go Sunday night against LA?
If he can figure it out enough. I mean, listen, you don't bring him in to sit on a practice squad or wait for somebody else's injury. I mean, he's going to come in and play. And as Aaron, you may have heard Aaron kind of drop a little, like, we've had guys every week come off the P squad and do something on the field, and this is basically going to be no different. So if, as long as he can figure out enough, and really, what do you need? 10 snaps, maybe 10, 12 snaps from him. Send him on a few go routes, make it easy for him. And the fact that he's been with Aaron, I think, kind of speeds up the process than what you would see normally.
Jeff, what should we read into, if anything, of the Steelers not making a trade deadline acquisition? What are they playing for the future? Are they not all in? Or did it just not work out?
It just didn't work out. I mean, did they want something? Yes. Did they have proposals out there? Yes. But they weren't going to give up a top couple round pick because, you know, they have other needs in the next couple of years, quarterback primarily among them. And I mean, first and second round off the table, third would have had to blow their doors off. And people look at, why would you worry about adding a fourth or a third or a fourth to a package for somebody? Well, those are the types of picks you use to move up in the first round to try to get the quarterback that you're looking to get. So I think they tried. It's hard to say. I mean, it's easy to say right now, listen, they're not all in. But look at the moves they made in the offseason. That would tell you that they're all in. It's just right. They just couldn't find the right suitor. And, you know, Jacksonville made a better offer for Myers.
Does that tell you then in their search for another wide receiver that they don't feel all that comfortable with the group they currently have?
I think they wanted more depth with the group they currently have. And you know, we've discussed this all year. I mean, it's not an offense where you see a lot of three receiver sets. I mean, it's an offense where you see a lot of tight ends. And I don't know if that, I mean, would that have changed if we bring in a Jacoby Myers? Probably. But I don't know if it would have been a three. I think they feel like, hey, we'll go forward. We're not going to overpay. let's see what Calvin Austin can do. We bring in MVS. Maybe we catch a flyer on him. And I think that was their mindset.
Jeff, what would you think of the Steelers' defensive back room if Asante Samuel Jr. ended up signing here? He's going to take a visit. He has multiple visits after his procedure on his spine. But if he ends up signing with the Steelers, what do you think about the defensive backs?
Oh, I would love it. I mean, to have that depth, to add him to the mix and be a part of however they want to redesign that, and maybe Slay. I know he hasn't played a lot of slot, but maybe that's a position you could look at for him. But the competition is strong for Samuel. And here's the other thing. You don't have to have him. I mean, you'd like to have him, but you don't have to. You've got starters set there. As much as people may not like Slay or worry about penalties with Joey Porter, I mean, it's not a necessity, but man, that would be a nice add. And look, the Steelers have gone after former first round picks often over the last 5 years. I mean, think of all the different names, you know, from Taco Charlton to the safety from WVU to, I mean, there have been different guys that they've brought in, tried to reclaim. Most of them haven't worked. But you bring in a guy who's still only 26 with that kind of talent, I would love it.
Pitt, 24th in the initial college football playoff rankings, Jeff. I know this Notre Dame game is going to be huge in a couple of weeks. A really difficult three-game stretch that presents a lot of opportunity. How do you view this three-game stretch, and do you think that they would merit consideration for an at-large bid if they won the final three but didn't get to play in the ACC championship game?
I mean, a lot of things would have to happen for that. But, you know, I saw ESPN's first story, and they're like, they list the probables, and they had Virginia, I think, is in from the ACC, and Pitt is out. Well, how is Pitt out? If Pitt wins out, it's right there for them. I mean, I know there are some tiebreakers and some crazy things that you kind of want to root for. If Pitt takes care of Notre Dame, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying if they were to do that, I think that jumps them in the polls. And then you would need, like, you want the scenario you want to already get mad about? You beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame gets in ahead of you.
Oh,
that's
not
the scenario.
Not impossible.
Right.
I mean, everybody should be mad about Notre Dame just existing the way that they exist, frankly. I mean, they've lost two games, and, I mean, they're going to get in every damn year. Every damn year they're going to get in. Anyway.
Guys, I know you guys do as well. Listen, at 2-2, you blew a couple of leads in the games you should have won. You make a big-time decision to go to a freshman quarterback after paying Eli and convincing him to stay, and you roll off 5 in a row. I mean, how much fun has this been? I know this stretch of last three is going to be difficult, but a gutsy call has paid off, and, man, it's fun to watch Mason play football.
No doubt.
Do you think the Steelers beat the Chargers on Sunday, Jeff?
I do.
Woo!
I do. I not six turnovers, but I think, I mean, at what point do those tackles, the tackle issues with Los Angeles, you know, bear fruit? And, man, if there are two guys off the edge and you throw in a Herbig as well, I like the fact that I think they can get pressure. If they can do what they did linebacker-wise, stay in their gaps, make sure not let Herbert run the football. If Herbert uses his legs, they're in trouble. But maybe I'm going to fall into that false sense of the roller coaster we've seen from the defense this year, that they can follow this up with a good performance.
Jeff, wonderful as always. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Doran, congrats, girl dad.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks,
Jeff.
It.
Great job last weekend, man.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Interesting tidbit. The last four times a Pope has passed away.
What the hell?
Notre Dame's won 9 games. Serious. They have 2 losses, which means they're going to lose another game. I've been waiting for that one.
I can tell.
And they're going to lose to Pitt next Saturday.
Because the Pope died.
Okay, you want me to send it to you?
I mean, I believe you.
Jeff, you believe in that kind of stuff?
Of all the stats I've heard, that's one of them.
You know, the last six
someone
times.
Someone stopped me at work the other day and told me that. And I was like, wow.
The last six times they've named a new Dalai Lama, West Virginia's rallied to make a bowl. Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Hey, you're saying there's a chance.
Bye, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Good night, anybody.
That Hello, was anybody. The Hawk Report.
I feel like I should say, like, dong for the death of the...
Just say, do the thing.
Hey, man.
The Hawk Report. Jeff Hathorne brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
It's a great one. I just looked that up. Notre Dame's surprising 9-win trend amid Pope deaths.
Who do they have left on their schedule?
Pitt. They play Navy this week. Pitt. Who else do they play? They already played USC, right?
Yeah.
Probably another ACC game. Hold on. Navy lost last week, so that doesn't bode well for the midshipmen. Dude, it's a trend. You can laugh all you want. You've grasped on to crazier stuff, like freaking, what's his name, coming to Pittsburgh?
Dwarfs?
No.
No.
Who was number 11 for the 49ers that you thought was coming to Pittsburgh? Ayuk's coming to Pittsburgh. Ayuk. We heard he was in Green Tree last night. They play Syracuse and Stanford after Pitt. So who's going to beat them? Navy, Pitt, Syracuse, or Stanford? I got my money on the Panthers.
They could buck the Pope trend, Pat. I mean, they don't have to lose to anybody.
I don't know, man.
Texter writes, and this is why you have to have conversations with people, because there's always a middle ground that you can find. From the dwarf thing in the last segment. Texter, stay in your lane, Adam. Leave Pat the bleep alone. Stay in your... Shut your bleep, bleep, bleep. Mountaineers belong in the back with the trash. I'd be pissed, too. You're lucky it wasn't me.
Wow.
I said...
I wasn't that mad.
I said... We just bust each other's balls. And he said, I know, me too, just a diehard Pitt fan that protects its alum. That's all.
Thanks, thanks, brother. So you're not buying the Pope trend?
We'll
find out.
We'll find out November 15th.
So, hey, the postgame's going to be lit if Pitt wins.
When Pitt wins, it's going to be lit.
It'll be lit, and there will be white smoke, apparently.
Exactly.
Adam, you forgot to ask Jeff if I could get a credential to go ask Rogers about the Iowa.
Yeah, you did.
I did forget about it.
You check your notes. You suck.
50-minute mark on the Fan Upcoming, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Could see something historic happen tonight at PPG Paints Arena, and we should get Pat's pick on Steelers Chargers.
Let's do it.
Oh, Pat's got a hairbrush in his bag.
You better go over there and whoop his ass.
And you said it was a...
you did it again.
And you said it was a feminine hairbrush, and Bostic said it's a masculine hairbrush.
It is. It is.
What else did you say about that? What else did you say?
No, I just said nothing about
it. I'm just wondering
what else did you say in the conversation, though?
I said it's a man's hairbrush, and it's my hairbrush.
Then you looked at me and said what?
I said nothing. I'm not going to bring it off the air. It's an off-the-air conversation. I don't do that.
I'm just wondering why Pat, of all people, has a hairbrush.
Because I don't have any hair.
Got him.
Yeah.
Pat, who do you think is going to win, Steelers or Chargers?
The good news is I actually shower.
Hey.
You don't shower?
A couple times a week.
How about him walking in with his... West Virginia sweatshirt with the pit stains.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple times a week? Not every day?
I shower at least once every single day.
Is this something that happened last week?
No, I just had a sweatshirt that I hadn't washed. That's all that was.
Ew.
You think the Steelers beat the Chargers?
I do. Yes.
By a hair?
A funny one, yeah, good. By a whisker. Yep, by a whisker. I do. I think they win the game.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he went on the Joe Rogan show. Is that how you pronounce that?
It's Rogan.
Oh.
He's the best quarterback in Steelers history.
I think the Chargers are going to lose. I think Steelers win the game. We'll get more into the details on why tomorrow. Doran, would you like to reveal your prediction now or save it for tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
You guys have props and stuff tomorrow. Odds and ends?
Yes.
We sure do.
What else are you doing tomorrow?
Odds and ends. Weekly chat with Lee Sterling and Chris Carter.
Yeah.
If we were off the rails today, it's gonna be wild. We won't have our guy Pat. You want to come in tomorrow, Pat?
I can't. I can't.
What, you got a golf trip or something?
No, I gotta go buy a new hairbrush.
Sergei Mereshov.
I have one for you. You want that one?
He could play.
I actually feel pretty good. Care to elaborate? Adam, you want to go ahead and bring more off the air on the air?
No, not that. Definitely not that. But I would say that I hope Sergei Mereshov gets the net for the Pens tonight.
Hey, Crowley, wrap. Go ahead and wrap up.
Phenom goaltender. We'll also have Harry's wrap recap.
Oh, did I say that on the air? My bad. We got to wrap up. It's 9:57.
Oh, I thought you wanted us to tease your wrap. We'll do that tomorrow. Going to be a banger of a show. No Bostic, unfortunately. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 53, low of 37. Clear skies. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.